عن داف هيم البيز كتما بذني كاما نيس نيلو الشليخ that gives over to get to the Isha, how many people have to be standing there to watch and to hear the b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechta? Is Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina? It's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Chad Omar b'fnei shnayim. One said that they have to give over in front of two eidim. V'chad Omar b'fnei shloisha. Another one said they have to, has to be given over in front of three eidim. Tistayim the Rabbi Yochanan the Omar b'fnei shnayim. Moses Abidjo Araya, that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds b'fnei shnayim. Mamaise, the Rovin Barav Chizda Aisi Gita Lekami de Rabbi Yechanan. Rovin Barav Chizda brought a get in front of Rabbi Yechanan, but on Malayn he told Rovin, Zil Havlo Ba'apei Trei. Give it over in front of two, Ve'em Elohu, and tell them before they nichta, before they nechta. It's time. Say here Baraya. So Rabbi Yechanan holds B'nei Shnayim, and Rabbi Chanina holds b'fnei shloisha. Leima b'hokem miflegi. So the Mal says, now what is the machloikis? What is the svoris of the machloikis? The man the omer b'fnei shnayim, the one that holds b'fnei shnayim, kasava he holds l'fi she'ein b'kiyin lishmo. The reason you have to say before neinech, the result lishmo. The man the omer b'fnei shloisha kasava l'fi she'ein eidin mitzuyim l'kayim. The one that says b'fnei shloisha, he holds the tama b'fnei nichtav is because ein eidim mitzuyim l'kaimai. So there's a meridik ritva over here. The ritva explains as follows. That Bemison, the Gemara asked Akasha, how was a shliach nemon? And over it's this chazak yisure, and over sheber v'pochas mishnayim. It was a problem. So the Gemara answered, "Bishumiguni kila borabon." So the Ritva says that the depends between the machlokes, Rabbi and Rove, what is pshat bishumiguni kila borabon. So he says, according to Rabbi, pshat is that really it's a isachomo, it's ischazek isure, eidechot shouldn't be nemon, it's a isarelve, and eidechot shouldn't be nemon. Ishumigune kilobo rabona, they gave it a din of isure. That even though lemaise, it's this isa should not be able to be nisbara through an eidechot, of mishumigune kilobo rabona, they gave it a din of Isurim that Eidechot is Nemon bo. So if the Nemonis of the Eid is, we said Eidechot Nemon Bisurim, we gave it a din of Isurim. So the Ritva says, we do never find any place that an Eidechot has to, by Isurim, an Eidechot has to be made with Nebezim. Eidechot comes and tells Arov that it's also Mutter, but you don't find the Neidecho that has to be made with Bezd. Now, but if you learn like Rav, that the reason you have to say before Neinichtav is als Kiyim Shtoris, he says, the Loch of Kiyim Shtoris is you need Eidim to be Mekayim Mashtar. That's Hilchish Shtoris need Eidim. Mishum iguni kilobo rabono means that they gave this aid a din of shnayim. That's pshat. You need shnayim. By kiyim shtos need shnayim. So they gave him a din of shnayim. Kiyim shtos has to be b'fnei bezin. So that's a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying as follows. According to Rabbi, that the tam is al slishmo. So be'emisin, mishum iguni kilobo, they gave it a din of isurim. That's the iguni kilobo rabona. You're speaking about isurim, and als iguni they were makel, they gave it a din of isurim shenamonim aidei edechot. So memele, so then you don't need bezden. So shnaim is also sufficient. According to Rabbe, the edus is kiyum shtoris. Kiyum shtoris needs edim, needs to edim. So kochem mishum riguni kila barabonim, but they gave him a din of to edim. But so if it's kiyum shtoris and he's to edim, it has to be bifnei bezden. So now let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Bifnei kama nois nilo hashliach, lefishein bikin. Ilkach betrei sagi. So that's why you don't need a bezden. Two are enough. The lehevi sadi do mashlich bifonei nichtav, v'yosi bal su ume'are loy meshkechine bay. So the Emerson, Rashi, wants to fa'em for a kasha. If we will say, the lomdus we just said before, that according to Rabbi, it's Isurim. Say Vecha Nema Bisurim. So why do you have to tell it over Bifnei Shnai? Nemes and Dritva Mutshetzich and this also. Why need Shnai? There's a klal Eid Mi Pi Eid Is Kosher by Isurim. If I know that it was geshocht and good, and I'm going away, so I go over to Reuven and say, Reuven, I'm telling you, I was there by the Shechita, it was geshocht and good. So now Reuven can say, he heard from me, it was geshocht and good. By Isurim, you don't need two Eidim. So Rashi and Akasha, so if it is a din of Isurim, so why do you need a din of two? Why didn't tell of two? So Rashi says, Amor Dikavot, because the Baal, we're afraid the Baal will be Ma'arer, and they'll say it wasn't written Lishma. That's what we're afraid of. Now, if the Baal says it wasn't written Lishma, a Baal can slug up. We had on Daf Gimel, Rashi says, it's Chat Keneged Chat. That means in Lishma, you say it was in Lishma. I say it's not in Lishma. They gave an aid a Yisrin Nemonis. One of the reasons they gave him Yisrin Nemonis is because since he has to say over before two, is Medik Dayik. But Al Kaponim, the aid has a Yisrin Nemonis. But another person, so Emerson, the Ritva Taka says this reason, he has to give it over in front of two, in order that he should be Medik Dayik, he should be Nemon Keneged the Baal. That's, but Rashi, could be that's Pshat Rashi also. Levisadi do mashlich b'fani necht v'yosi b'al sumari la mishkechinim bay could be als medek dai. Or it could be nochmel, that if you need a yisroi namonis keneged the baal, so another eidecho does not a shliach, he just heard from the shliach is written l'shmei zichanat nemon keneged the baal. To say that the shliach said it was written lishma, the baal says it wasn't written lishma. So memela, that's why you need to aid them to be made that they heard from the shliach that it was written lishma, and the shliach is them on keneged the baal. Now you have to aid them that the shliach was made. Lefishein aid them v'kiyum dekliyuk v'lekiyum mehu. Since the purpose is kiyum. Been in Tlosa, so then we need Besden, can the bring Bixubis back Shane, the Kim Shtaris Bishloish. So now we have a beautiful explanation to understand the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanin. Rabbi Yochanan holds the Tamas als Lishma, so it's Bifnei Shnayim, and Rabbi Chanin holds the Tamas als Kiyim. Fregt the Gemara, betizbere, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar lefishen bikin lishmo. Rabbi Yechnam lefishen eidem betzuyim lekaima. Och yechi kama Rabbi Yechnam bifnei shnai. Like the Gemara, Amir de Kekash. Like the Gemara we had learned yesterday, we had had another machlekes between Rabbi Yechnam and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. One said the time is als lishmo, one said the time is als kiyim. The Gemara was Mavar, Rabbi Shuv and Levi holds out Lishma, that's why he said, the Doiris Achroinim, you don't have to say before Neinechta, by Yisui Beitrei. So if Rabbi Shuv and Levi holds out Lishma, Rabbi Yechanan holds out Kiyim. So your beautiful Shtik Teire is Botol Mavutol, because Rabbi Yechanan holds the Tamas out Kiyim. Och Yechikam Rabbi Yechanan Bifnei Shnai. Va'oi, and I feel like you'll say Rabbi Yechanan holds out Lishma, but her Rabbi is like the Rabbi. We had said before the Rabbi also holds you have to be made on Kiyim. Yeah. Hello. So the Gemara falls off of this. El dekul alma bin in eidim mitzuyim lekaima. We need eidim mitzuyim lekaima, and therefore it has to be made bifnei bezdin. So what's the svara Rabbi Yechon and the whole dini to? Oche bishliach nasa eid, ve eid nasa dayin kemifligi. Man di yom bifnei shnayim ksav bishliach nasa eid, ve eid nasa dayin. Man di yom bifnei gimul kasava shliach nasa eid, ve ein eid nasa dayin. Now let us just appreciate for 1 minute what we're saying here, shliach nasa eid, ve ein eid nasa dayin. Or eid nasa dayin. Shliach nasa eid, Bemison, the Gemara in Kedushin explains the Chiddush Shaboy. Bemison, when a shliach is a shliach of the Baal Dovo, so he's the Megarish, so there'd be a svara to say that the shliach is a din of a Baal Dovo. A Baal Dovo can't be an eid. That's Bemison, the whole sugya in Kedushin. Do I say shliach nasa eid? Can a shliach be one of the eidi Kedushin, since he's the Baal Dovo? But maybe not. Maybe he's not the Baal Dovo. It's not negating him anything. It's not affecting him anything. Even though he is the koiches of the Baal to make the maisa Kedushin, the maisa gerishin, but maybe he's not considered the Baal Dovo. So the Gemara says like this. Everyone holds shliach nasa eid. I mean, Sizira doesn't have a din of a baldok. He has a din of an eid. Now the shaila is eid nasa dayin. Can a person be an eid and a dayin at the same time? He's being made, he's an eid, and he's a dayin. So we have here two other dayonim, plus himself. So if you hold that eid nasa dayin, that's a yechanin. So you give over bifnei shnayim, and he's the third Dayan, who eid to a dayan. And at Hanina holds, ain eid nasa dayan. So memela, you need three dayanim plus an eid. The eid cannot function as eid and dayan. So memela, that's why you need three. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. In fact, the Gemara of a kaimelon bidarabon on the eid nasa dayan. The Gemara says there is such a machloikis, but by amidi da rabbonon eid nasa dayin. Lohochem bohochem iflagi. The mar sova. So this zicha no shayla. So zicha good. This eid can zicha be the dayin also. Ela mar sova. The mar sova kim the ishek sheir alohavi as a get. The ishek could also bring the get. Zimne de maisele itse. Maybe a woman will bring the get. That means though people don't know lomdus, they know what they had seen for the last 10 years. That means the last 10 years, they always saw you gave over Shnei to Eidim. Lomdus in, lomdus out, they didn't know the lomdus. You gave over to Eidim. Now a shliach, an isha brings over again. No, so need three Eidim because it's an isha. So if you're lomdus, I can I need three to give over. Because these are the dayonim, and an isha can be a dayon. It's possible to be a dayon. But that's if you're lamdan. But if you're not a lamdan, so you're a maiserat. Kach nogu adat, or some emela, you'll be machshu with two eidim plus the isha, which is no good. The ma, so if the isha k'sher lovi as again, zimna the maisele, it's a besomchi Allah, lobi semechana. Beidach, and the other man, the homo holds, isha made the yodi bleisam chiyala. Now, people will realize that, an isha can't be a dayan, they'll realize the whole lumdas, and therefore, they will, when the isha brings it, they'll bring a third dayan. Let us see Rashi. Bishliach nasaid ve nasadayin kemifligi kloima. I'm reading kere the shliach nasaid och nami eid nasadayin kemifligi. Man diom of neshnaim ksobe kere the shliach nasaid och nami eid nasadayin. Ilker mitzav badai va betlos. Man diom of neshloish ksobe av shliach nasaid en eid nasadayin. Hochi gar sinom. We'll see soon in Taisa there was another gilsev. Vakaimelon bidarabon on the Nasedayim. We have a Kaimelon by all midi darabon, we say Eid Nasedayim. They're going Gabikim Shtar, some in the big subi, Shloisha Sheyoshu, the Kaimes Hashtar. Yet three Dayonim. Ukro Iro Alech Mehem, and then an Iro was on one of these three Dayonim. Abinam Bola Memre, the Eid Nasedayim, Masvina Machine, Hani Milabedis, Achidish Terais, Abobidarabon, and Eid Nasedayim. So the Gemara, so by the Rabbanu, we pass in Eid Nasedayim, Kim Dishak Shera, Imachsheres Bishnayim, if you'll say that to a good, Zimna the Maisala Isha, Samchin and Alol, Achshirinami Bishnayim, will rely on her together with two other Eidim, Bishal Echazil, Staruvi Badailat Losa, she cannot be at her dying. Let us see Taisvitz, Amid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yechna Sofishin Eidim Mitsuyim Lekaim. He says, the Gemara asked the Kasha, we had just wanted to say, Rabbi Yochanan that said, that Meisrei Bifnei Shnayim, he holds, at the time, you have to say, Bifnei Nichtav is also Lishmo, and therefore, it's Meisrei Bifnei Shnayim. So the Gemara asks, but we learned before, that Rabbi Shu ben Levi holds, the time of Bifnei Nichtav is also Lishmo, and in the previous memory we had, and one holds out to Lishma, one holds out to Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimai, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds out to Lishma, so Rabbi Yechon holds out to Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimai, so that's the Gemara's Kash. Zaktais vis leiboi lishnu yei desova ki dech lishna de perik beis, a lishna da osam de kamar shnaim ein srichan leim bifan inichda vu ike, de kamar alo yoseitu shaloi tibait. Now let us explain a little bit what Tais vis Kash is, what Tais vis Teretz is. The Gemara in the second Perek brings down a machlekes amoyroim, but Rabbi Yochanan holds by shnayim shebiyu get mendina seyim. Do you have to say or don't you have to say? One man yoma says Rabbi Yochanan holds you do have to say. One man yoma holds Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to say. And it would seem that the machlekes is as follows: the man yoma that says that Rabbi Yochanan holds you don't have to say, so the time is als kiyum. And so two people bring a get. It's Ebedim Mitzvim L'Kaima. It's Mekuyim to them. The other man, the Omer, that says two do have to say, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So that man, the Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, was the time is also Lishma. So two people bring a get. They have to say also Lishma. Aye. Slache Shalom do. But he holds it to Milsa the Shriche. We had this in Taisus yesterday. He holds, this man, the Yom Alib, the Rabbi Yochanan, holds it to Musa the Shriche. The Memele, there were guys, Hashem Yahzu, double the Kilkulu. So two people have to say. Von Einichta, von Einichta. So we have here, Amachleikis, Amayroim, in the second Perek. There's Rabbi Yochanan, hold the Tam is Alts Lishma. Rabbi Yochanan, hold the Tam is Alts Li. Amachleikis, Amayroim, Alib, the Rabbi Yochanan. So Taisus had a problem, so what's the calamity over here? Here we have Rabbi Yochanan says, Moisre Bifnei Shnayim. We said a beautiful beer. Know why it's Moisre Bifnei Shnayim? Because the Tam is out. Lishmo, it's Isurim, she don't need Bezdin. We said a beautiful beer. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds the Tam is out Lishmo, so he holds out Kiyim. Taisus is good. So from the previous Machlokes, it seems Rabbi Yochanan holds out Kiyim. But there's an Amoira that says Rabbi Yochanan holds out Lishma. So maybe this memra of Rabbi Yochanan is according to that one, the Yom and the second peg that holds Rabbi Yochanan holds the Tamas out Lishma. It's a Machlokes Amoiroim. So you're bringing me from the previous memra we see Rabbi Yochanan holds the Tamas out Kim. Yeah, and there's an Amoira also that says it's a Machlokes Amoiroim what Rabbi Yochanan held. So the previous Machlokes is according to that Amoira. Here it seems Rabbi Yochanan holds Alts Lishma. This is going according to Yen Amoyre, that Rabbi Yochanan holds the Tam is Alts Lishma, and that's why Shnayim Sheviyu get Sichalayim b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechum. So what's the calamity? That's a Sviskash. Leiboy nishni desova ki'idach lishna de perik beis. That holds that Rabbi Yochanan holds the Tam Alts Lishma, and this member of Yochanan is alibe that according to that loss. To lishne. The awesome, the kamashnaim ain't sichalayim b'fanei nechta b'hu ikel. the Gemara for says the ikaloshen is that Rabbi Yechanan holds einzig alein be befanei nechtav. The time is out kiyum. The Gemara lo yosei tu shaloi timai. So Memela, that's why here the Gemara did not want to fa'enfer the steer and the two Rabbi Yechanan, that it's because it's a machlikas amiroim. Because we don't paskin like Yen Amayra that says Rabbi Yechanan holds al shmo, we paskin like Amayra that says Rabbi Yechanan holds. That means Afilu, you're fa'em for this kasha, but you're not fa'em for all the kashas. Because your hoshtik teire, that the tam of Rabbi Yechanan is, that there's a din of Yisurim, they dechonem in Yisurim, and you don't need the bezin for Yisurim. But we have a second kasha, but Rabbi Yisrael Darovah, so kocha, we have to say another teretz, we can't. So this is not this kasha made it or broke it. That means this kasha can be matre. So this lashon is going according to that man the Yom on the second perek. Rabbi Yechanan holds also shema. What do you do with the second teretz? So therefore, the Gemara realized you have to say a different mahalach saibasai. So that's why the Gemara fell off. Now, v'kaim alon. Now let us look at the lashon of Taisvitz, which is not that it says in our Gemara. And before we see Taisvitz, I'd like to say over the Lashon HaRajbe, who brings down this Girsa, what Taisvus brings. This is not Rashi's Girsa. Rashi's Girsa was, V'kaimulom b'darabonon eid nasadayim. That was Rashi's Girsa. That's what he had Hochi Garsinian, Rashi says. V'kaimulom b'darabonon eid nasadayim. That means, the Gemara wanted to say, Machloikis, Abyechen, Rab Chanina is, you say, Eid Nasadayim, ain't Eid Nasadayim. If you're Eid Nasadayim, you only need two. The Eid will be the third Dayim. Ain't Eid Nasadayim, you need three. Fine. So the Gemara is, V'kaim alon, B'darabon on Eid Nasadayim. That's why do you need three? That was the Gemara's question. The Rajbe, the Ritve, and Toisves had a different Gilsa. The Gemara said, the Machloikis, Abyechen, Rab Chanina is Eid Nasadayim, ain't Eid Nasadayim. Frag the Gemara, v'kaim alon ein eid nasadayin. What do you mean? How can there be a machlokes? V'kaim alon ein eid nasadayin. So how can you say this about machlokes? Upokino. So we have a few more words that it says in our Gemara. Hani mili b'daraisa. B'daraisa we hold la'alocha ein eid nasadayin. Avu b'darabonon, there you could hold eid nasadayin. There is no kaim alon ein eid nasadayin. So now we have to now, since this is a'darabonon, so therefore, there we have a machloikis. So that's somebody pshat is a good pshat. Frag the Gemara, why to be the rabbonon v'kaim alon eid nasadayin? Oh yeah, shekayach, you enlighten me now. You tell me it's a rabbonon. There's a machloikis. So I'll say, oh, but me the rabbonon we paskal alocha eid nasadayin. So why to what's the machloikis? This was the girsa that wasn't the Gemara, which Rashi erased. Rashi says, hochi galsina. And Taisus is going to bring down this Gilsa. But now, Taisus is to bring down the whole Gilsa, so now we can appreciate a little bit what Taisus is saying. V'akayim alon, the ein eid nasadayim. That was the first kash. L'alach v'pasin ein eid nasadayim. So the Gemara answers, hani mili b'daraisit, kayim alon ein eid nasadayim. Rashi legorislay. So Rashi erased this whole first half. Vadinimai. The kibin the pshita the midrabon on eid nasadayim. It's poshet a midrabon eid nasadayim to the poch lepsayif. That's the last kash. It's eichi poch mikor or kaimel on dein eid nasadayim. The pshita the loisalka daitzik to hova david the reis. The more that's how many is the reis over here. So memele, so the whole shakal atay is modne. So first of all, it's a kaimel on dein eid nasadayim. It's a the reis, he's gonna was a the rabon. And with the Rabbanan, you know, that ain't nasadayim. So that's why Rashi was meichikit, and the whole kasha was, we start off, v'kaimelon, with the Rabbanan, ain't nasadayim. Umiyu Taisa says, don't be so spoiled like it's tirad the kikashas. Here he asks, v'kaimelon, ain't nasadayim. They said, v'kaimelon, 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 ain't nasadayim.
Ish ktas ki inyan ze. We also see the Gemara, there's two extremes in the Gemara. Gabi ger cotton matbina no Yisrael das bezn. There it says that a bezn can take a ger cotton. You need das to be mekabel the geiris. So, zochalot mshloi beponim. So, a bezn can be matbol a ger cotton. Frag the Gemara, Maikamashmon, Tanina zochalot mshloi beponim. It's poshet. So that's the beginning of the sugya. But the poor for kaimon dvadi evet beth keira nichalei. Then the Gemara says, it's yichanar aschus. How could it help? So we see sometimes it could be two extremes in the Gemara. So mamela, it could be it's not too gefährlich. Maybe, also first the Gemara held the kaimon on, ein eid nasadayim, and Moses, come on the born in Eid Nasadai. Perhaps it's Nithin Lehi Omer. In the Etzim Shaila, Nachsim in the Beis Halevi, and Yevomis, once it says, Machlekes Rashi in Taisvet, in the Ritve. But perhaps we could say, Ashtikul Mahalach in the Gemara, according to the skills that the Rashba brought out. We have here two Klolim. Midaraise ein eid nasedayim. Kaimelon. Midarabonon eid nasedayim. Then we hear, that was the two extremes of the Gemara. First the Gemara jumped for ein eid nasedayim. Then the Gemara wanted to say some achleikis. Then the Gemara wanted to say midarabonon eid nasedayim. What is, if we have a case, that there's a chash midarabonon. But according to the chash, it will be an issur d'oraisa. For example, the Gemara in Yevomis speaks about a shaila that he saw that a person was in a Mohammed and he cooled, they were beating him up, they were shooting him, they were killing him, and he fell down. We did not wait long enough to see if he's dead. But the zikha aloiv, that someone in such a matzav is dead. Rabbanu Achayish, but maybe he's still alive. There's a possibility that maybe he's still alive. So now, let us look at this chash. The chash is only at the Rabbanu, the chash. With the Raish, you don't have to declare, it's aloiv. But the chash is that she still is at the rice of the keishas ish. That means we have here, not speaking about bishal akum, we're not speaking about chol of akum, we're speaking about eishas ish. But we're chayshish minatayra, maybe we wouldn't have to declare that she's an eishas ish. But midarabona, we are chayshish, maybe she's an eishas ish to rice. So we're playing around with Isuri de Raisa, but the Mekir to be Chayshis for these Isurim, it's only Adrabon and the Kershash. It means Minatere, you could be lying right. What halacha does such a Shaila have? Is it a Shaila in Adre Raisa, or is it a Shaila in Adrabon? That means, do you look at what we're really afraid of? And what we're really afraid of is she's a nation sees the eyes. That's what we're really afraid of. But that, what we're afraid of it, is only midarabon, because midarabon, you don't have to be afraid. So it could be that this was the shakla v'tayi of the Gemara. The Gemara is takash shavoyin eid nasadayin. So the Gemara held that since the shayla is negeya, an iso de reise. The shaila is that if the get is mezuyif, so she's an eishes ish de reise. So everything that borders on a de reise ain't made nasadai. So the Gemara answered, hani mili with the reise. That's how the Gemara feels.
Aber bei der Rabbanon, ein Nase dahin. So the Gemara wanted to say, could be. The Gemara wanted to say that it's tafke if it's a de reise and a sofik mi de reise. So then, that's the club. By the reise we say, ein eid nase dain. Avo, mit der Rabbonon, eid nase dain. So here the Gemara wants to say, but since the whole shash of Ziyuf, the whole shash of Ziyuf over here is only at the Rabbonon the Kershash, maybe it's Mezuyev. So we have over here, it's not a pure Diyaraisa. It's a Chshash mid the Rabbonon, maybe it's Mezuyev. Then it'll be possible in a Torah. So this, you don't have that cloud, ain't eight Nasadayim. Here we have a Machlekes. So the Gemara says further, but, Bami the Rabbonon Kaimolon eight Nasadayim. So what was Neschadish here? So it could be the Gemara went a step further. The Gemara said over here, either we can learn Pshat, the whole Shash is, if we'll say not the way we said yesterday, that there's a din kiyum midarabonon, there's a din tadina mezuyuk midarabonon. If we say that, so then it's like a, then we'd have to say that the Gemara holds that since the Shash is adarabonon, so then, that alone gives it, then it falls into the category, even though we're afraid there might be an Issa Deraisa, but since the whole Shash is Midarabonon, so falls into the category, Midarabonon Eid Nasadayim. That's one way we could learn. And if we would be mitzadit to say that the whole reason need Kim is only because we're Chayish for Iru, Shem Yovi Habala Ma'are, we weren't Matzrich Kim. So Shema Yovei Abal or Ma'arel, so that's it, then the whole thing is Adarabon. It's only a Shash Hirum, it's not a real Shash of maybe it's Mezuyim, only Chash, maybe the Baal be Ma'arel. So it could be it's a pure Darabonon, and then be the Rabbonon, we say, hey, Nasadai. Hachi Goris Chabeinotam, even the Isha Ksheir Elohovi Yesaget. So the Gemara said, Fakertza, everyone holds hey, Nasadai. So what is the problem? So maybe a woman might go and bring the get. Now let us appreciate what this place is saying. Hochi goris rabbeinu tam, kiven the ishek sheir olahavi es haget. There was another gears in the Gemara. Kiven the ishek sheir olahavi es kito. The hay of haget was put after the test. Given the Isha Ksheir Olahavi as Gita. So since an Isha is Kosher Olahavi as Gita, so Mamela will be afraid that, she might be the dying. So the Rabbeinu Tam did not want to be Geiris this Girsa. The Rabbeinu Tam said, oh, he goes, Rabbeinu Tam, keep the Isha Ksheir Olahavi as Haget, him in the Maisa Lehitza. Why did the Rabbeinu Tam not like this Girsa? The Pasha Techesmo, I didn't like it. Because the Gemara says an Isha that brings her own get is a milsad lo yishriche. You're making a gzeire that mikra din eid nasadayim. Maybe an Isha bring a get shem shemayim. An Isha that brings her own get is a milsad lo yishriche. A milsad lo yishriche lo yigos rabbi rabbonon. So the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. So therefore the Rabbi Netam says we're not geiris dilme. That's not the problem. Maybe the wife will bring her own get. The problem is maybe a woman will bring the get, which is a milsa de shchicha. So not geiris gito, but geiris es a get. That basically says the Gemara could have said a different teretz. The Gemara could have said, maybe a Karev of the Isha will bring, or a Karev of the Isha, or the Isha will bring the get. And Taisus holds, even though a Karev is kosher, lishliches, but for Dayanus is not kosher. So Machlekes are shining with this, but this is what Taisus holds. Bekitza, we have a Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, do we give over the get b'fnei shnayim or b'fnei shloshim? So the Gemara says, Tanya kebosi de Rabbi Yechon.
Right, Rabbi Yochanan, that you give over the get with Neishnai. We learned as follows. A maybe get Mimdina Sayon. Benos Neilo, Bulay Omalo, Befonay Nichta, Befonay Nechta. He gave it to her without saying Fonay Nichta, Fonay Nechta. Yoitzi Bahavlad Mamza. Livrei Rabmeir. Would seem from Rameya that he gets his apostle get, she's not to get at all, and so maybe she's not married to the second person, and the child is a mamza, he was Bel Neshesish. The Chachamim Oimrim ain't have Vlad mamza. No, the Vlad is not a mamza. Even though he didn't say Pani Nichta, Pani Nechtam, the Vlad is not a mamza. Keitzad Yase, we'll see who this is going according to, Yitleno Himeno, so the Shliach takes back, he was so excited that he was able to give over the get, he began to say Pani Nichta. So Memele, so it's bitter. So Keitzad Yase, Yitleno Himeno, so he takes it back from her, V'yase V'yitneno Lobif Neshnayim, Yayim B'Pani Nichta B'Pani Nechta. So Kaponim, this Paraisa says, you give it in front of two Eidim. So we see a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan and we say Eid now Sedai. Let us see Rashi. Yaitzi Mishanosa Begetze. Whoever married her with this get should be Maitzia. Yeah. Let us see Tosfos.
Keitzad Yase,
what should he do? Perish. Who is this going according to? Keitzad Yase L'Rabbono. According to the Rabbono, Shetinose L'Chatchele. The get was given over with Adam saying before Neinichta. So what can we do to be matter to get married L'Chatchele? Or if she got married already, he doesn't have to send her away. And the Vlad is not in Keitzad Yase. The Beloi Takon Lehavi Matmza. The less will call him Mishanamit Be Shatoba Chachomim Begitin Avlad Mamza. He says, for the Kashas of Vlad, they never were Machme Legabi the Kashas of Vlad. It's this whole thing is only a chumah da rabbanon. We're saying that the get is possible, so we say because it's a possible get, teitze. We'll say don't get married, but we will never say that the blood is a mamza. So keitzad yase is in order to enable us to do one of these two, that she should be able to get married, or there shouldn't be a din teitze. Well, rameya keitzad yase koydem nisuin. He says, before Nisuin, we could also rectify it. Before Nisuin, so Rameo, she's not married yet. It's a possible get. So before Nisuin, you could rectify things. You can go and give over the get and say before Neinichta. Avalach and Nisuin, but after Nisuin, the release, he was bailed up. So he was bailed by Shashish. And the blood is a mamza. So then there's nothing can be rectified anymore. So she's also of Saita. It's a Saita Laboyal. That means, if there was Nisuin already, before the get was given over the second time, so there's nothing for him anymore. She's a Saita, and by him it's Yaitzi. Avalach and Nisuin, Mistaver, the Rameya ain't Takon. Then a Takon will never help. The Kibin da Vlad Mamza. If we say that Vlad Mamza in Ken Kol HaDrochem Eilubo, so all the dinim of Eishasish apply to her, the Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh, Kechol Hanu Desan Lekam HaBazeg. So maybe then, if we say that Vlad Mamza, and we passel this innocent child for Lekol, Loilam, so we say it's apostle again, according to Rameya. So it's apostle again, so Rameya, so she became, if the apostle again, he's a mamza midaraisa, so she became a seite. So it's a yaitzi, it's called a docham elabos, she's a seite labala, seite laboil. And, So it could be going according to Rameyah, Koidim Nisuin. Koidim Nisuin, nothing happened. They made Kedushin, the Kedushin is garnished. So Koidim Nisuin, we can still make her, make this get good. There was a calamity was done, they just made Nisuin, they just made Erisin. But the minute they make Nisuin, and there's B, and there's Sait, and then there's Bamzeira, so then there's nothing that can be done. According to Rameyah. Yitlenu imenu v'yavzu v'yitlenu lo v'yoynam. Mikan mashme v'tzorch loyma b'shas nesine v'fonai nichta v'dekoma yitlenu imenu. Period. That means Tosfos had a kasha. What's the whole calamity over here? A person brought a get and he didn't say b'fonai nichta. So, l'chayre should say, so let him say now. He didn't say till now, so let him say now. Why do we have to take the get away from her and say it again? So Baistachois, that was the Seder of the Nemonis of Afanei Nichtav. Bishas Nesines HaGet, he's saying, Afanei Nichtav, then we believed it. But if it's not Bishas Nesines HaGet, he doesn't have any Nemonis anymore. Vahu Adin, La'acha Nesine, it will also help. Tarech Kedai Dibur, the Mahani. How do I know this? The Midakoma La'el, Shenosnu Lok Shehoya Pekeya. We learned that number Dalif, he gave it to him when he was a Pekeh. So so we see Klo that you could say before Nechtav after the Nesine. Does not necessarily have to be said B'shas to Nesine. It can be said right after the Nesine. Take the Dibba to the Nesine. Then there is mesupik if it will help. Could be dapke, you need shas nesino, or teich deidibo, which is the din of shas nesino. The koidim nesino, what about saying before I nicht of koidim nesino? Mesapke li nami imahani. If it will help koidim nesino. With the snan the pair called Aget, and maybe get Medina Sayyam the Cholo, or he said, Bebez and Shliach, but he said, before I nicht of any nechtav. So you see, Klo, before the Nesine, before I nichtav helps, because he's sick and he's making someone else a Shliach, so Bishas Nesine Saget, it is not being said over, it's being said over now. In Raya, Re'aymak Shegiya, Shaget Yaitse Mitachas Yodeh. He's saying it when he's giving over the get. I mean, that's his shas nesine. When he gives over the get to whoever he's giving the get over to, that's this man to say before Nainir. So the Gemara asks, Rameyah, Mishum Dloy Oma, Bufanei Nichtav, Bufanei Nechtam, Yaitzi Bavlad Mamza, Shviya Bavlad Mamza, this is Bufanei Nichtav. So the Gemara says, En Rameyah Letamei, So Oma Rav Avnuna Mishmei Deula, Oma Yer Rameyah, Kol HaMishana Mimabeya, Shetov HaChachamim Begitin, Yaitzi Bavlad Mamza. So that's what the Gemara means to say that, the Rabbanon passed the get. Mishum d'lay omal atzirashi. Yaitz bitmiya, but get kosher, b'fon of nichtav. Mishum d'lay, he was b'fon of nichtav, he didn't say it. Mishum d'lay omal avlad mamza, so the man says, yes, that's shitas rameya, that's avlad mamza. They passed the get. Bar Hedye wanted to bring a get from Medina Siyam Teretz Yisrael. Also, Lekami Darabachi. So before he got involved in the get, he was requested to be a shliach for a get. So before he wanted to get involved in the get, also Lekami Darabi Achi, Bave Mumuna Agiti. Abache was the Mumuna on the get. Let us see Rashi. Osi lekamid rabachi. In that year, that city that together was being written, so Rabbi Achi was Memunah Gitin, the Kaimalon. So what shot you? There was a Memunah the Gitin. The Kaimalon, Koshen Yedei, Betiv Gitin, Upidushin, Loye, Loy, Esik, Imoed. But if a person is not Boki, clearly, in Hilchus Gitin, the Kedushin, so hands off. So there was a Mamunah on the get. There was someone who was special. Mamunah was a Bucky in Hilchus Gittin. The Gittin went through his heroes, his jurisdiction. So Memele, so before Bahedye wanted, you know, he's going to be a Shliach for a get. So he wanted to have a crash course in Hilchus Gittin. So he came to Taravachi. Omalei. So Rabachi told him, Tzorich ato lamid al kol ois ba'ois. Now you're going to say before Neinichtav, every ois you have to see that they're writing. Don't look out the window then. You look at every ois that is written. Then you can say before Neinichtav. But if you didn't see kol ois ba'ois, forget about it. You can't bring the get. That's what a Gavra Rabbi told him. That sounded very chumradik. Also, lekamid Rabbi Ami v'Rabasi. It seems they weren't the mamunim, but it seems they were the poiskim. Omri lei leitzriches. Such. So the Gemara says, also lekamid Rabbi. They came. Also lekamid Rabbi Ami v'Rabasi. Omri lei leitzriches. Nah, you don't have to do cholais v'ois. You don't have to. Tchitei ma'avid lechumrit. Nah. I'll make a chumah, I'll be a mahuda de keshliya. Nimtza tamaytzi laz al kol gitin arishayni. So you can't do that either. Al kol ha'is va'is, you maytzi laz on the gitin arishayni, which is also not proper. Rabbe ba'bachona aysi gite palge ichtev kamei, upalge le ichtev kamei. Rabbe ba'bachona brought a get, that half of the get was written in front of him, he was there by half the ksiva. Also, the kamei de Rabbi Loza. So he came to Rabbi Loza. Al malei afil leikosu bei leshita achas lishmo shuv einei tzorech. If you have a shita achas lishmo shuv einei tzorech. So and then Rashi says before the gemara litzriches elo b'shita achas like it says now. Afil leikosu bei leshita achas ektaisus perish shleiro elo shita rishayno. The mistome saimai lishmo. Now we'll come back to this taisvis. Just let us look in Rashi daf tezvava medalef. Shita achas Rashi tezvava medalef says on the Gemara. Shita rishayne shebo shem ha'ish ha'isha v'hazman. So Rashi seems to be saying that they have to see the Torah. They have to see the Torah. And you have to know about Reit Materas Cholodom, that's also included in the Shita Rishayin. That's what Rashi says, which is the Iker Hages. Our Taisvah seems to be saying, Perish Elor Shita Rishayin, and Taisvah seems to be asking, so what's the Shita Rishayin? For practical purposes, the Shita Rishayin can be the Taifas. The Mistamish Saimai Lishma. Mistame, if they started writing it lishma, so mistame saime lishma. So from taisvis it would seem, as a machlekes, this taisvis, our taisvis, and Rashi daf tesvov. Rashi daf tesvov says shem ha'ish v'isha v'azman. And taisvis says, the shit rishene mistame saime lishma. And let us just, refresh our memories and see taisvis, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Places Daf Gimel Amid Aleph Osi Lechlufe, he says, Vim Taima, Kivin Dein Tzorch Leime Fane Nichta Vela Mishum Lechlufe, Amai Posel Bereish Perik Beis Befane Nichta Vchetsioi Achrein Tvei Mechetsche Rishin. Yesh Leime De Bechetsche Rishin, Yesh Boi Shein O Ish Vo Isha Vazman Shuiker Get. In Kilmilsvili Yosilachlufi. Now Taisvis Daf Gimel Amadalev seems to say like Rashi Daf Tezvov. Now let's just look for 2 minutes in the Rishash and Daf Tezvov. Let us see what the Rishash has to say. So the Rishash and Dafta Zvov, which is Daf Chof over here. So the Rishash and Daf Zvov, the second Rishash, Shita Achaz, Shita Rishon, Shabo Shemish Vishvazmat, Mashme Mishum Dezera Teiret. Vim Kain, Tzorech Lirais, the Gamma Red Materis Cholodom, the Gain Kain Tzorech Lirais, the Gamma Red Materis Cholodom, who by Isher Shita, the Gamze Umina Teiret, Rashi seems to say it's Sita Teiret. The Yevshe Shetochel Shita Achas as a Kel Kaviyanog Beinenu. So lechayr in one sheet, you can't have the right materials for the lechadon. We have to have sure. So that's the time you can't have the. Vulei b'mikzas ha'teirav sadi. Amal ha'teisus la'el afhei, because the mistom is saimel lishma. Mashmes from teisus it would seem leitalya b'teire ella b'tchile. The baschala, you just need the beginning. Umistam is saimel lishma. That means. We don't have to see anything important. I just see a aschole and I'm telling me some of the ciphers like the tchil. Maybe don't even need a line either. You don't have to see a line lishmo. Omnam gamatois vis mashmid leikos vokain alaliba de rabbi. Because Taisa says, mistome saime lishmo. So that's according to rabbi. Aval rabbi kosvel el daf gimel. That's according to rabbi. The master also, Keperish Rashi. Bechain kam beseib the master befonei nechtav. Period. So we'll stop over here. So here the Rishash wants to say a beautiful word. He really wants to say as follows. Could be, L'chayt is a stir of Taisviz, and Dav Heyem at Beis, and Dav Gimel Amadalov. Dav Heyem at Beis, and you should just see the first sheet, and it's not a sign of Lishma. She says, if the Mechuban is Lishma, so memele. So then, if you see, he started lishma. Mestamad all get was written l'shem the same isha, so you don't have to declare by it. Masha enke. According to Rove, we mentioned the svar of the Chazenish that you need to say before neinichta v'alsosi lachlufi. We need a double kiyum. That means we need a kiyum that I was there. I saw it was written for Reuven. So that's another proof it's not mezuyit. It's another proof that the Isha didn't write it. I saw it was written for Reuven. So therefore you need the shame of Isha, Isha was man. That's what you have to see, that it was written for Reuven. Cause man, you don't see the name, you don't see it was written for Reuven. So, altskiyum, it's not a cheshbon mistama the saif. Who cares about lishma? You need a, I have to see how it was written for Reuven. So you need the shame, ha'ish ve'ishe. You don't need a red materis for all of them according to Rabbi. And according to Rabbi, the time is also lishma. So it could be you just need to see the beginning of the get which was written lishma. You don't even have to see a chelik of the Torah.